starting to study the book of Acts in my Bible study at church, and we did Luke last semester, and it was really neat to see how the ministry of Jesus, the life of Jesus, it was so intertwined with what I do for business, but so much of just leadership in general. One of the things we studied every week as part of our Bible study was the leadership lessons that Jesus was teaching the disciples. And it was really neat because, you know, so much of it applied to us and being leaders in today's times, whatever that looks like. So we're getting ready to study Acts. And that's, I'm even more excited now because, you know, the book of Acts is the early church. It is, you know, after Jesus has ascended back to heaven. And now the real work begins. The 12 disciples, you know, that turns into the early church that spreads throughout all the countries, you know, and it circles back around and even influences Rome, which was the government of the day. And so to be reading about that and to be studying how the early church and how these early disciples multiplied and increased their numbers every day, and the way they did that and how God blessed it and made it happen is going to be really interesting. And something I've been thinking about here lately, something I've learned in the last month, you know, I went on a retreat with Denise Walsh, who's one of my mentors, and Carla Burns. They're both my mentors. But there was one specific instance with Denise that there was a group of us during some of our free time, and it came up because some of my inner circle girls knew that I was struggling with this, and they brought it up on purpose, and they made me ask her. But I struggled with the prayer of Jabez, which, if you guys know this, it's in the Old Testament, but it says, bless me, Lord, and increase my territory. And it's a verse, and a lot of leaders pray the prayer of Jabez. You know, they ask for this from the Lord as well. You know, bless me, Lord, and increase my territory. And I was really struggling with it. I've struggled with it a long time. And so, you know, they were asking, why? Why do you struggle with this? And I don't know. I have a hard time asking for more. You know, why do I deserve more? Whatever that looks like. You know, I have a hard time, you know, why should I be blessed with more when there's other people who don't have any? So I just really struggled. It's in the Bible, you know, so it's just, it made me so uncomfortable. And so we really started talking about it. And over the last month or so, it's taken on a totally different meaning for me. The prayer of Jabez and, you know, bless me, Lord, and increase my territory. It's not about having more. That's what I've learned. It's not about having more. It's not about us at all. It's not about me. It's about the influence. It's about God working through me. And when the Lord increases your territory, when he blesses you and he increases your territory, what he's talking about is increasing the size of your influence, increasing the number of people that can hear his message from you, that can have you speak into their lives and be the vessel that God is using to get through to them, maybe for the first time ever. So in the last month or so, you know, I'm 33. I've never understood this passage. And that's why I call this called and that we're learning leadership together is because I'm learning every single day, just like you. You know, there are so many things that that I don't know and that God will reveal and things that I'll work through just like you. And this, I wanted to share that with you because other people had no problem with this. And for me, it was such an epiphany. It was such a revelation. In just this short time ago, it goes back to, are we as leaders, are we acting like we believe what Ephesians 3:20 says, that God can do immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine? Do we believe that? And if we do, are we acting like it? Are we praying the prayer of Jabez? Do we understand what any of that means? Do we understand why we should be believing God for more and asking for more? You know, I didn't. That's what I was struggling with. I believe that God can do anything. I believe Ephesians 3:20, but I was afraid really to ask for that. You know, I think the devil kind of had a block. Like, you know, I think you're selfish for wanting more. But I wasn't making that connection that God needs us. He needs godly leaders to do kingdom work. He needs us. He needs to increase our territory and give us more influence over more people so that he can use us as a vessel. That's what he needs. So by us not asking for that, you know, maybe we're not in the will, and maybe he's not going to pour out the blessing until we actually ask for it. You know, when I say God use me, am I meaning God use me right now? Or am I really trusting him and saying, use me wherever you would have me, increase my territory, bless me and increase my territory, and use me to influence as many people as you want? And that's what I learned. It wasn't about money. It wasn't about things. The prayer of Jabez is not about things, and it's not about, this prosperity. You know, it's not about that. It's about increasing your influence and increasing your reach, so that God can use you as a tool and a vessel to speak through you and move through you to reach more and more people, which is just like the Acts 2 church. That's what they were doing. They were multiplying. And the more people they could reach, the more people that they could touch with the message of Jesus, then it kept multiplying from there. He was just using the disciples in those early churches to increase and multiply, to spread the gospel throughout all the nations. And he's doing the same thing today. And he's looking for people who are willing to have their territories enlarged and to trust God that when he does that, when he does pour that out and increase your territory, that you are ready and willing to be used by him. Something to think about today. There's something that I learned here recently, and I hope that it helps you on your leadership journey too.